This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Balloon shaving contest. Shaving cream on the balloon. Don't let it pop. Got to get all the shaving cream off. It's me. It's Graham Norton. It's Norton. Kelly Brooke.
Brock.
And we are all being a little bit cheeky. And I'm pretending the balloon is one of my butt cheeks at one point, and I pop it and I say, "Oh, wow, I've been shot in the ass." You know what I... Somebody,
my ass popped.
My ass exploded.
My ass popped.
So somebody's in the rafters with a sniper rifle, you know, like catch them.
That's British humor.
No, it's a little dry. It's bone dry, mm-hmm. and it's irreverent, and it's smart. You know, it's this like you have to understand the human anatomy. You have to understand how preposterous, how absurd it would be for a bullet to actually explode one of your ass cheeks like a balloon, especially from a sniper rifle, you know. So that, you know, that aspect of the comedy was going over really well.
Yeah.
What I didn't realize was that I was bleeding, that I did have, because when I popped the balloon with the razor blade, I had shaved, you know, a large portion of my butt,
just as you were
like through the jeans and just like right below my hip. So I'm goofing around like, "Oh no, you know, somebody get a doctor," like
kind of flailing and just like just being all over the place.
And I'm getting blood on the couch, on Graham, on Kelly, and you know, on the audience, and I'm running around and I'm, you know, the laughter is turned into screams, and I'm thinking that it's going so well, right? But I also am assuming that they're sort of playing along as they start to bring in a doctor and take me to the hospital. And I'm saying it's a little too far now for me. But I had, you know, at that point, had lost a lot of blood.
You keep a lot of blood in there. Let's just, like, we could just say it.
That's an anatomy lesson. Yeah, a lot of your blood's going to live in your butt.
No, you specifically, I mean.
Oh, I store so much in there because I want that part to be warm.
Welcome to my show, Hollywood Handbook.
And I'm so honored to help you make your show, Mr. Hayes.
And this is sort of a guide to butt. We said butt before, but and dropping names. And every once in a while, we do get a little political on here. This is the new world of...
Well, who's thinking about anything else right now? Like, honestly, what are we going to talk about that would be interesting to anyone in the midst of one of the biggest politics seasons of recent memory? And I'm going to recap, you know, Fear the Walking Dead for the bazillionth time.
We can do both.
We're already afraid of it. We're fearing it.
We can do both.
It might come up. It might come up.
And so we have a major president today.
Yep.
And we wanted to bring someone to do the show who has had some unsuccessful appearances in the past, but this one I think will be sort of a pivot.
Well, and what I'll say, honestly, is it's important to talk about this. That in America and on this podcast, we believe in second chances. And in the case of, you know, our presumptive president-elect, third chances, right? And in the case of our guest, fifth, sixth, seventh chances. And there's no reason to think that they can't turn this thing around. It's just never too late.
So we've talked about this on our premium show, this phenomenon where we and a lot of our peers in comedy have taken our storytelling ability, our powers of perception, and have been lending them to the cause of truth and justice for the last few years. And nobody embodies that more, I feel like, than our guest today, Will Hines.
Bill Hines.
Mr. Bill is here to...
Oh, no, Mr. Bill.
Yeah.
Will, talk about this... kind of this move that you have made to essentially stop doing comedy for a while and get very political, and yeah. and sort of this the big win that you and the rest of the comedy community finally pulled off this week,
and get some long deserved sleep after this podcast appearance, because I know you've been grinding.
Yeah, nonstop. Do I just start talking, or is do I have to wait for you to actually introduce me?
We
or
did introduce you.
That was
we said
it. Okay,
your
yeah,
name.
Yeah. I do.
Bill
yeah.
Hines.
One yeah. of the longest introductions we've ever done.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Me and my other fellow comedians have really been putting the time in to get the right thing done to help society, and it worked out. The right guy won, and that's and a lot of the credit does go to, I think, to comedians and other people.
Let me stop you before we get too far in the weeds yeah. here, because I think a lot of people listening are lost. What the heck happened?
Yeah, just like basically what happened would be great.
You mean like in the election? Like what happened?
Okay.
What happened in the election? What happened before that would be, I think, useful for...
Okay, like context?
Yeah, context and just really like what...
So I know, because I'm definitely a comedian who's I'm a big
this is why we
comedian,
have you here. Yeah,
and I made a huge pivot to focus exclusively on politics for the past several years, and really yeah. doubled down in the last like 6 or 7 months.
Yeah,
that tremendous personal sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Huge personal sacrifice. I've let go my career in lots of ways. I had to go from teaching 6 improv classes a week down to 4. You know, I had to really back off on that and just to really focus on crafting the right tweets and, you know, and also just like reading everything so that I was informed, so that I wasn't behind.
And this is what, like, information. Like, yeah. this is what we really want to talk about today is yeah. like digging deep on this.
Right.
What happened? Who anyone is?
Who anyone
What's
is
going? What are they talking about?
What are they?
Like,
yes.
Where? Like where
I'm just
are
wondering,
we?
What yeah. level of question are you asking? You want like what just happened in the election this past Tuesday? Because it was sort of complicated.
We do want to. Yes,
we yeah. want to.
We
get
do
want to
talk about that
yes.
for sure. We yes. also want to talk about what happened before that. What's happening right now?
Like in the campaigns or the primaries? You mean like Joe Biden overcoming Bernie Sanders?
Stop!
Sort of
stop!
Too much. Okay.
No. I mean, this is perfect.
Okay. When you said in the weeds, do you just mean when I mentioned sort of any proper noun or specific? Is that in, when I say Joe Biden, is that in
the
weeds?
Well, we're getting granular, aren't we? When we start to talk about, I believe you called him Joe Bidet.
Yeah, I didn't say that, but I yeah.
And we know about that.
About
like, we know about it.
About Joe Biden becoming president?
Like, we are, like, we definitely... are thinking about this, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But the question, but like, it goes deeper than that, right?
It and it's absolutely like, goes deeper.
But it's like, what happened? You know? We can say all these names, and people
yes.
are like saying all this stuff, but it's
I've
like-
I said two names.
Mr. Showoff Man with the names.
Not yeah. not showing off at all. I said Joe Biden was president. I haven't even said who he beat. And I said Bernie Sanders was the other name I said.
And yeah. we can keep saying this. Right. And people are where you go out there and people are saying all this stuff and saying all these
they're
people.
Writing it down. No,
yes,
he's not
thank
to interrupt.
You, yes,
they're writing it down.
Let me ask you guys how deep have you been in following the news on the election and everything before it?
I'm looking at it.
Period. OK, just like now or just like that's your OK.
Well, I mean, like, it's
yeah.
How it's deep? There.
How deep? Yeah, how deep?
geez, about 6 feet.
Pretty deep. Okay.
No, I mean, like, right?
You're asking me? Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm asking you a question. Yes, I guess six feet deep. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get into how long it took for the results to come in, right? The election was Tuesday and a winner wasn't.
For what?
For president of the United States.
Okay.
Of which one?
You can say, yeah.
Or, which, like, the current, I mean, for the 46th president of the United States. For the
46th.
Okay. That's a lot.
It really doesn't matter. It's just how many.
Ton,
I don't know if it's
right?
a lot or I don't know.
Gotta
if it's
be.
I don't think it's considered. I think actually America is a pretty young country. Probably 46 heads of state is not a lot compared to like.
I guess when you say a number, I guess it just depends on what you're talking about. Because if it's like cars, okay, that's so many.
No, but if it's that's like Jay Leno's garage territory at that point.
But if it's like rice pieces.
It's nothing.
No,
for lunch,
it's not even a snack.
That's
not even a snack.
Yeah, exactly. So it really depends, right?
No, when you say a number, it's so important what the number is of.
And so I guess this isn't like a criticism, but like, so I think we can probably say that.
No, next time I say what president it is, I'll make sure to give context of whether that's a lot or
if that's
little.
A huge number. If it's
46
like
is a medium number of presidents. This is a medium
Great.
Number.
Perfect.
Okay. I'm not going to say a ton. I think, you know.
I can picture
but
that.
Joe Biden beat Donald Trump.
So that would be like for books.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's, to me, that's medium books.
Medium books, you know, it's not so many you're never going to be able to read them. But you certainly wouldn't be able to do it on no single like plane ride. Unless planes
no, you couldn't read
46
books. You could not read 46 books on a single plane ride, I think, no matter, even if you were really a big reader.
But you're not seeing that and being like, oh, it's so many. But it's like normal books.
No, it's normal.
It's a manageable medium. Number of books. It's medium. Yeah. It's a medium number of books or presidents. And Joe Biden is the 46th president of the United States.
It's also, I guess.
So helpful.
I guess a medium number, I think, of like a tire iron or like a car part thing. And I say it's a medium number because that item is not so big that I wouldn't have anywhere to put that many of it. But I don't know why you would have that many.
Yeah, to me, that actually is a lot.
Yeah.
Tire irons?
It's a lot to have of that.
Yeah, I guess it is. I guess it is. So I think we can just agree that 46 is the medium number of presidents, and that's the number of presidents that we have now had.
You said that.
At once.
I say it, and I stand by it.
Okay.
And not all at once or at once?
Not all at once. No, it's one at a time. You only have one president at a time.
So
and we can
so
say
this is,
that.
Wait.
Definitely
I do want to talk about
that.
This. I want to talk about this, though, because.
You want to talk about what?
Everyone is saying two.
Huh?
Everyone is saying two.
Yeah.
Well, there's two.
There's two people running against each other, right?
Well, you just said one.
Yeah, one gets chosen. Like, we end with one. There's been two people running against each other to become president, and one has
okay,
been
so
chosen.
That's what I just said, and you acted like that was weird.
I did. I'm sorry. You know what? I haven't had a lot of sleep, and I'm probably being a little defensive, and let me...
Because there's so much. Yeah. No,
There's so much going on.
I apologize. I shouldn't take that out on
you. Yeah, good, because you're treating my friend Hayes like shit.
And then you say, like, well, actually, you were right.
I guess I was just confused when you said.
Okay,
first
that's
you were
fine.
Saying,
that's fine.
Sean
yeah,
said that.
I guess you were.
Sean asked if we had all the presidents at once, and I was saying no to that. And then you said two, and I thought you meant two presidents at once.
But there was two.
There were never two presidents at once. There was two people competing with each other to be president.
Hmm. Who is this?
Who ran to become president? Who am I? I'm Will.
Let's
I'm
just
Will
start,
Hines.
Let's just go back. Like, let's
okay,
go
let's,
back
let's
to
just
the
start
story.
Over because
I think
back.
We have now a better. I think we're kind of all.
I think
on
we're
the same
getting a little.
This is good, but let's go back and like let's.
Okay,
let's
go back. We'll go back. We've gone too far forward. So,
and there have been two presidents, but
there have been two presidents and then some. There's been Way more than two.
There's never been two presidents at
once.
Not at once. Well,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be misleading.
There's been
four. No, but there has.
Okay. So let's back up a little bit.
You're not curious?
I'm not curious about if there's been two presidents at once.
How there's two at once?
I don't think there is. I don't think there is two presidents. I don't think there has been two presidents at once. I mean, I don't know why I'm saying I think. I know there's not been two presidents at once. That's weird that I just said I think. I'm sure.
This is why language is so, so, so important.
Great note,
Bill.
Yeah. It's mostly Will. My name is usually Will. I've actually rarely heard myself called Bill, and I think maybe never Mr. Bill. Occasionally I get called Bill, but it's my name is Will, and somebody will say Bill sometimes and I'll let it slide, but I've never really heard it said Mr. Bill.
Well, let me tell you how there's two presidents at once, because you said who? Joe Birdman's president right now, yes?
Ish, yes.
Depending on who you ask, Dental Trimp.
Yeah.
So their president. So that's one president at least. And then I am president of the Bill Hines fan club.
That's very sweet. Aww. That's very sweet.
I'm at once so, here.
That's
so
very
there
nice.
Is two, isn't there?
But tough day for Sean in that role to be this, hearing the guy whose fan club he's president of say that there actually aren't two presidents when he's sitting right there being. Mm-hmm. Another president.
Well, I really don't mean to be insensitive about it. And thank you for saying you're president of my fan club. My name is Will. I guess you should know that if you're president of my fan club.
Well, I'll bring it to the board. I mean, I'll talk to the other members, but...
Wow, there's a board?
Yeah.
Okay, look. There can be more than one president at once, but like of different things. Like there's president
I hold
of...
up a 2x4.
Oh, yeah. That's a board. If you,
But he doesn't really... He didn't really do it.
No,
but, no, if... but it's...
If you did, yeah.
When he first said it.
If you did, yeah. Okay, I should correct myself. There can be more than one president, but not of America.
B-O-R-E-D.
I knew what you meant. Yeah, if you were holding up a board, that
and
would
And someone
be...
did say that on a different show a long time ago, but like... Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about right now? Are we making reference to an earlier instance of a board joke?
I was hoping to go back to... just like start. Let's start over. The front.
There was an election on Tuesday to determine who would be president of America.
Allegedly. Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't For the real. Only thing that happened.
That was not the only thing that happened. Well, first of all, there were other elections. A lot of other elections
wow.
happened on Tuesday. Yeah, yeah. No, a lot. It was like.
Holy shit.
There was other federal
and
elections.
How many was that?
You know, I don't know offhand. There was a lot of elections on Tuesday. Like. I don't hundreds. I mean, if you across the country.
Okay.
Yeah.
Super Tuesday, huh?
That term is actually referring to something else. This past Tuesday was not Super Tuesday in terms of elections. Super Tuesday refers to part of the primary process where they're choosing the candidates. It's funny. I did. Even though I have been going hard and deep in politics for the last like 6 months and I do consider myself to be a political expert. I'm still surprised at the questions, I guess. This past Tuesday was not Super Tuesday. This was the general election. That's what it's called.
Okay.
What's Fat Tuesday?
Kevin, thank you. That's really helpful. I was thinking that, but I was scared to, like, I wasn't sure if it was okay to say that.
Fat Tuesday is a cat. It's a New Orleans.
It's a cat?
It's not a cat. It's
a cat?
It's not a cat. It's, what the fuck is it? It's the day before.
Hello, Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday is the day before
cat.
Ash
Here's
Wednesday, and it's in New Orleans. Like, it's a party.
That honestly should have been Garfield's name.
Yeah. Fat Tuesday?
Hates Mondays, and is, let's face it, a little overweight.
You think that Garfield just should have been called Fat Tuesday?
Well, Garfield has nothing to do with any of it.
The name Garfield?
What is it?
He just doesn't.
He never has I never saw Garfield even once.
I guess I never thought about the name of the character as needing to have anything to do with...
You've been thinking about all this other stuff.
I'm underwater with the political stuff.
You've been busy.
Yeah, I've been like, I did a lot of phone banking to try to like turn out existing Biden supporters in Georgia. That was like one of the states that people knew was going to go down to the wire. And so as a comedian who wanted to really help, I was like phone banking and calling voters in Georgia and people who we thought might be willing to vote for Biden to make sure they did vote.
Banking. That struck me too.
I didn't hear that.
What were you focused on?
Being confused.
Do you mind if I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
How am I doing? This has been my, I think I've been on the show. This might be like my sixth
appearance.
This
is your best appearance.
By far, it's not even close.
By a lot.
See the other ones. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you guys don't mind, keep me updated if you have a feeling that I might ask you.
Did you want to be compared to your previous appearances or all other guests?
Just my previous appearances.
This one's
going
well.
You're doing great.
This one's going well.
Because I know I've had a couple that I've been looking on the Reddit and the forums that really don't get talked about a lot, which I know is the Reddit way of saying we don't like it.
No, I think that's
the Reddit way.
In this case, that is very good for you.
Mm-hmm. To not have anything said?
I think there was maybe like off channel conversation, like private conversations where they just said, you know what? I think it's most productive if we just don't talk about this at all.
So my appearances were so damaging that they felt they had to have an off-channel discussion over how to handle it in order to mitigate the damage?
I mean, obviously there had to be some kind of conversation about it.
Okay.
We had it.
You did have it.
It was the kind of thing where, like, as soon as the show was over, I'm about to call Sean, and I could see that he's already calling me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, Obviously we are going to have to talk about this. We have to do something.
We have to release something.
And so I think the decision was we release it, we put it out there,
yeah,
just like as is, but then we just let it just be there and just like let it be what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do another one.
Okay, well I'm glad to help. I'm glad to be here.
And if you could at some point, that would be amazing.
Okay. Well, this actually ties into one of the election stories. I'm just going to sort of sidestep the not so quiet insults that were in that. And I'm just sort of say, like, it actually ties into an election because sometimes you don't get to vote. You have to kind of, you don't get your first choice when you're picking who to vote for. Like, over the course of the year, many people attempted to run for president. And if you're someone who's
out of that one.
What's the phrase you're saying? They run out?
They run out.
I'm voting this one. And they say, sorry, we actually ran out of that one.
We just
you have
ran
another
out.
One.
Yes. There's no interaction when you vote. You don't vote and then like a cashier like tells you something. You just fill out your choice and that's it. And there's no running out.
There's the sticker part. So
the I voted sticker?
Yeah. And that's another part. You said
that's a part. Yeah.
Okay, that's true. Yeah, you get an I voted sticker almost always. Yeah, if you vote by mail or
they run out of that,
unless they run out.
I guess there might be a way that they run out of I voted stickers. I've actually never heard of that happening. I feel like everybody gets an I voted sticker, but I guess theoretically they could run out.
In a perfect world.
Yeah, in a perfect world they never run out. And also
in a perfect
world,
so many vote. More than ever. Animals.
Yes.
I guess it would
they
be great
line
if
line up all the animals from the forest come out.
Beautiful. Yeah,
animals wouldn't vote, but that would be nice if there was a big voter turnout.
How are you not crying, Will?
When Hayes describes
this to me, I am losing it. I can't believe this, Will.
You say, how will we save the society?
Right.
Who will come help us to defeat?
Yeah.
And you turn behind and you hear, and it's, how about me? And there's a bear in a camo bulletproof vest. And he's...
Well, why? The bear has a camo bulletproof vest?
Yeah.
Do you think that's just the nature of bears, or is this a particular bear who feels...
This bear is here. Who will help? And this bear, I will. And in his paw, he's holding like a fried dough from the fair or something.
What fair? Wait, he's got a bulletproof vest and he went to a fair?
Yes. You can't. How are those two things not together?
Well, I can't imagine why anybody would be wearing a bulletproof vest, but then also going to a fair, bear or human. Like, you're either in a line of work where a bulletproof vest is required to keep you safe, or you're going to a fair, right?
Could somebody who has a job go to a fair?
Yes.
Thank you. So okay, the bear is there, and he turns, and who's he holding hands with his hand that doesn't have the fried dough? But it's none other than it's like an armadillo, and he's got like tech pants on, like...
what are tech pants?
They're like, you know, almost like they'd be good for like hiking or camping pants. Like they're like,
okay.
There's okay. a company called Kuhl, K-U-H-L, and so like he's in some Kuhl radical spelled with a K, which are these like tech pants, you know?
Okay.
That are like light. They're light. They're comfy. You could wear them to, you know, you could wear them to an office with a casual dress code, and the armadillo has him on, and he's cut a little hole in the butt for his tail to come through. Uh-huh. And he says, and me too.
And they all vote.
He's got cotton candy, you know.
Fat Tuesday's in line.
Fat Tuesday's there.
So they went to a fair.
Hey, Fat Tuesday.
So wait, they all went to the fair and then went from the fair to voting? So this is a world
from
in which
work to the fair to voting.
Some of them
yeah.
went to the fair. Those two did. They didn't all go.
And then this is in a perfect world where everybody's voting.
A stag?
Like a horse? No, that's a deer?
Kind of. You know what? Sure.
Okay. Yeah, whatever.
For like what we have time for? Sure, a horse, yes.
I'm so confused. Okay, So we're talking about in a perfect world where all people and animals are voting, this bear with a Kevlar bullet.
It's about the stickers, really. They would have okay. no more stickers.
They run out of stickers in this perfect world where everybody's voting. So maybe the bear and the armadillo and Fat Tuesday don't get a sticker.
They ran out.
Okay. I think that would still be okay. Like, as long as people get to vote, if they don't get the sticker, I think people would be
okay. Yeah, not only would it be okay, but it would actually be in a perfect world.
So this is in a perfect world. Part of what makes it perfect is that they run out of stickers. That's like
because
a good thing.
Of
so much voter turnout
vote.
And from the animals.
There actually was a very high turnout in this election. I think it's the highest turnout ever. I think like more people voted.
Now that is a lot.
Yes. Unlike the number 46, which we.
Again, it depends. It's not like the number 46 is.
You're right. I didn't
small.
Take your note. I said a number I didn't give
we
context.
We said for a piece of rice, that is actually like...
That'd be nothing.
Well, no, that would be small. But for something else, it would be huge.
Right. Well, I can't remember how many people voted, but like it was the highest turnout of any election.
Okay.
So what happened?
Okay, when you ask that, what are you thinking of? Like... What are you when you're saying what happened? What's in your mind that you're
I'm thinking
for?
Of? I have a guest who knows what happened. Can okay. he help me?
Okay, there was an election for president, and Joe Biden beat Donald Trump. It was pretty close in our electoral.
And you just
system.
Said it was the most.
Yeah, that's not contradictory. Like the most people voted, but they were very divided between the two candidates.
Okay.
It's actually even more complicated than that because in terms of just sheer numbers, there was actually a pretty big difference, but we give more weight to rural voters, and so
Fat Tuesday.
If you factor in that weight...
The forest.
Yeah, the forest. Yes. Incidentally, yeah. Huh. People who live in a forested area, that would count as rural, probably.
They
yeah.
get more.
In a way, yeah. Their votes get weighted more. Yeah.
Okay.
To balance out the cities, which get weighted less.
And what were the names mm-hmm. of the people? So we have the like the two, right? But what were the uh-huh. names of the people who voted?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's millions of people who voted, so I don't have their names. Like,
okay,
that's like millions and
yeah,
like,
but
of-
like what's just like 10 of them. I think it would just be helpful to be like, as we're talking, you keep
that
talking
would help
about this,
just
right?
for the listeners and for me.
So, like, I think it would be helpful just to say, like, just like some of them and like talk about who they are. So you can have like a face to like picture as you're like thinking about this. You already said that the animals didn't and Fat Tuesday didn't. So like who?
Yeah, no. And we're putting a lot of pressure on you. And I thought of another animal that could have been voting. And so maybe this will help you because I'm giving an example. So like it could be like a steampunk owl who has like big kind of metal goggles on and he's holding just like a cup of dipping sauce. Like he's maybe drinking the sauce.
Okay, that doesn't,
maybe
that
it was like the fair had like churros.
All the animals went to the
that
fair
were served with like a, you know,
chocolate.
Yeah, like chocolate, a dulce caramel. De leche yeah. or something.
Dulce
or,
de leche.
Yeah, yeah, and so he didn't want the churros for whatever reason, but he's like, "Can I just have the sauce?" Maybe his friend was buying, you know, something, and they said, "Okay."
Metallic wings or like the feathers are kind of like clanking.
The stovepipe hat with like some kind of metal like fixture, just big bolts and screws on it or something.
I was trying to look up how many people voted it, and I have no idea why I was trying to get an actual number. That doesn't matter. But so the animals are wearing top hats. They all go to the fair, sometimes from jobs.
They're not
sometimes.
All wearing top hats.
We said earlier that they did not all go to the fair. Only some of them went.
Okay, sorry.
The stag didn't go, which, again, for the time available to us, as far as
let's
we're concerned.
Let's just call it a horse.
Let's just say,
we
sure,
could just say it was a deer. I got it. We could just say it was a deer that I got.
No, we don't have time.
It's a quick change. We could just say the stag was a deer. I just forgot. Thing.
It's very obvious that conversation will take longer than we
have. I really
have.
Don't think it will.
Yeah.
We've weirdly spent so much more time in talking about how much longer it would take than just to
so
correct
just,
me.
I think as far as we're concerned today, that it can just be a horse.
To put your mind at ease, let's just call it for now a horse.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
In terms of naming people who voted, I could think of 10 people who voted, but I don't. Did you guys vote? All set. Hayes and Sean, did you vote? Kevin, did you vote?
I'll let them go first.
I'll let them go first as well.
I was definitely awake.
Okay. That's good.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And I...
What are you figuring out?
I was
right
definitely
now?
Like, I remember looking around.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yes.
I do know. The idea of looking around? Yes, I know.
And I'm seeing something.
Was the voting at the fair?
No. There was no...
Exactly.
Single... Wait, you were making a point when you asked that question? I don't even know of any fairs. I don't really know of any fairs that happened on Tuesday. I'm sure there was a fair somewhere in America.
So you're
but
saying that the election is not fair?
No, no. Oh. I'm just saying I don't know.
Well, you
know.
Just said you don't know of any fairs that happened on Tuesday, and so that would mean that this actually what happened was not fairs.
I don't feel that way at all. I think the election
was...
That's
exactly what you just...
I misspoke by using a word.
Because I've heard other people being like that are saying this, that there was no fairs that happened.
No fair.
There are people who think that the election was not fair. There's
and
the
you
president,
said that.
The president who lost. I don't believe that. I just
the
meant to say
the president
was,
who lost.
Yes.
But you said there's only one president.
Yes. So the existing president lost the election and he will be replaced by the new president.
So is he the president who lost, or is he the former president?
He's currently the president who lost, and he will become the former president.
And the guy who won is the what?
President-elect, the president-to-be. He will be president.
Okay.
Is that hard? So, like, there's a job called president, and one person gets it at a time. And
do you hear yourself?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I don't see your point. From the tone of your voice, I feel that I have been got several times, but I am confused as to how I'm got. The only thing I regret so far is saying a stag is a horse.
Again, we adjust
which it is for our purposes. It's, you know, for the remainder of the show anyway.
As far as we're concerned, it is, and we can do, I guess, like a whole other episode about that or something. Like, but
we're
today,
so in the weeds,
we
yes,
do not have time. Yeah. There is so much to get into.
I did not mean to say the election was not fair. The current president thinks the election was not fair, and there are other people who support him who think the election was not fair. I just meant to say I do not know of any fairs, any like carnivals, you know, festivities that are that happened on Tuesday.
And you were there?
At the thing I don't know happened?
Well, you said you're describing like what wasn't there as if like you know exactly like as if like you were so like what
I went by where voting happened.
So you were just like passing right by. You like saw that it was happening and
I mailed my vote in. So for me the act of voting was not like really at a location. I like mailed in my ballot.
Okay.
But you didn't mail it to a location.
Because I didn't see you there, and like as I said, I was like
looking around,
awake. You said you were awake and looking around.
Yeah. So
does that mean I wasn't in your house? Like I mailed it from my house. Like for me, the election happened in my living room, and I put it in a mailbox, and it went to a ballot counting center.
Conceded.
It went to a what?
Conceded.
You're calling me conceited, or I conceded something?
You're telling me. You're telling on yourself. For me, the election happened in my living room. Mr. Center of the Universe.
That's not what I meant at all. Hayes asked me if I was there. And for me, being there in the election was when I was in my apartment voting. That's, you know, my act of voting occurred in my apartment.
Who is in charge of any of this?
Yeah.
That's an interesting question.
Amen.
How would I answer that? I guess
finally we're getting somewhere.
Like who is like the boss of this? You know?
Yeah, I guess every state, I'm not actually even sure how to answer this. Every state has a like a committee or whatever that runs elections. So there's 50
and they're
different
like a secret team.
Itty I don't know bitty. If they're secret. I bet you they're publicly listed. They're not like, people don't generally know who they are, but I think just because they don't pay attention or look it
Kevin,
up.
Kevin, no, I just want to like, no, Kevin, say it. If you're going to say it, say it.
They're an itty bitty committee.
No, say the word that's missing. Just say that word all by itself. Say it. Say the word.
Shitty?
Nope.
Diddy?
Kevin, that's very close, but now you have to say it, and this is your punishment. You say the word right now.
You don't get to make me think the word, and you keep your mouth clean.
TT?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, now we can proceed.
I've lost track of where we were. I think you were asking who was in charge.
Yeah, who was like this secret team?
I don't think they're secret. I think every state has like, I don't even know how it's appointed, probably sometimes by the governor and sometimes by the legislature. I'm not actually sure, but every state has a body or a committee that is in charge of running the elections and counting them and monitoring them.
Now, Kevin, you made me think of the word again because of what you said before. So you do have to say it again.
Well, and especially when Will's saying every state has a body.
So now this has like got me all like,
because we're trying to just do the show and help people understand what happened with the election, and you see how that's not productive, Kevin, and to a lesser extent Bill.
Still Will.
TT.
Thank you. So
okay, yeah, so I don't mean to put any suggestive images in your minds, first of all, I'm sorry. And
so where is everyone right now?
Where is just everyone in the country?
No, where, like, where's everyone in the country? In the country. Where is,
right?
Like, where are all these people?
The people who ran the elections?
Where are they?
And their boss.
Yes. Where are those two? Where are those, the people who voted, who you were unable to name the name of a single one?
I voted. I'm somebody who voted. Will Hines is somebody who voted.
And again.
Okay, that's one.
Very conceited.
Conceited as hell.
I suppose, in a way, yes, that I thought of myself first. Kevin, did you vote?
Sort of. I did
I dressed up as a mailbox and twerked, so yes.
Okay, so you did not vote, that means.
No, that's voting.
No, no, you have to fill out a ballot and mail it in.
I ate paper in my mailbox costume.
So you might have stopped other people from voting, depending on how good your costume was. I assume not good enough to fool anybody into mailing things. I mean, if you were twerking.
Oh, shots
okay.
fired.
Okay, Bill.
Okay, we'll show it a little bit of backbone, and he's coming for Kevin's mailbox costume.
Guess who just left the fan club?
This
you were
is
in the fan club?
Intense.
I was on the board.
Finally, the show. I mean, this is really opening it up. Fireworks between
Kevin,
Bill
Kevin. I did not mean to insult you. I was just saying, if you dressed up as a mailbox and twerked, I don't think that would look realistic. Even if you were chewing paper, I don't think that means that people were assuming you were a real mailbox and shoving their ballots into your mouth. It's really not meant as a personal insult. It's more my compliment to people's general level of intelligence.
It would just help for me to know where everyone is.
Okay.
If we could talk about that. It would help me know, like,
okay,
where to go.
Well, it's over now. There's nowhere to go. The election's done. Like, there's nowhere to go right
but
now.
But everyone is still walking around.
Yes, everyone who voted is still around.
Right.
And
so where are we all going, I guess, is my question. Where am I, like, supposed to go now?
And how come there's so many, like...
Just people who voted?
Well,
okay, yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of people in America who are allowed to vote. It's just a big country with a lot of people. It's been that way for a long time. I don't know how to answer why that is the case, but that is just
Did
true.
Rango vote?
Rango?
Rango vote?
Is that a cartoon character? I don't know who you mean by Rango.
You've been, so, yes. You have been very focused on this, on political. We, on the show, talk about movies and, like, culture.
Okay,
so
right.
Sean,
I'm just
can,
trying to give the audience something
you,
to latch on to. Yeah.
Yes. Like, this would be, I think, helpful for a lot of people to like,
reach your
understand
audience,
it a little better by having Rango be at, like, the center of this, just so people have something to, like, picture. You
and
named
we
yourself.
We can build out from yes. there.
Right.
He did not vote. He's a fictional character. Rango did not vote because he's a fictional character, so he couldn't vote. Whoever voiced him or who did his voice?
Johnny Depp.
Okay. Then Johnny Depp probably voted.
He's got a lot going on right now.
I guess he does. Yeah, but I think he still voted probably. Actually, I don't know, but he's
really?
An American. I bet he did.
He's really busy.
He's got a ton going on.
It still doesn't take that long to vote, especially if you mail your ballot in. There was a lot of states have let you mail in ballots for some time, and this year a lot more.
You don't hear it, right? Like, you don't hear it when you're being conceded.
No, I guess I don't.
Because you were like,
I
did it so fast.
I'm so fast at it, and if you do what I did,
it's not meant as a brag. It just is truly easy. You go to a mailbox. It's
twerking.
What's that, Kevin?
Mailbox maybe got a badonk.
Mailbox got that wagon.
So I'm sort of putting the pieces together. And based on what you're saying, Will.
Yeah.
I think it is possible that you are right. And Johnny Depp exited the Fantastic Beasts franchise in order to vote.
Okay, I didn't mean to imply that. I have no idea. I don't think that would have anything to do with whether or not...
You may have stumbled into something that is actually really interesting, which is that Johnny Depp was given a choice based on how much, you know, has a lot going on in his life right now.
Just bandwidth, availability of resources yep. That he could complete.
Do you mean like the legal charges and the accusations against him of domestic violence?
I mean how much he has
yes.
going on.
Yes.
Just in general. Okay.
Yes.
Just like to-do list wise.
And given the choice, really, like, actually rocks to either vote or not exit the Fantastic Beasts franchise. He did exit the Fantastic Beasts franchise and he did
cast his vote. and voted
for. And then who?
And then well, we wouldn't know who he voted for. He would have voted for either Joe Biden or Donald.
But
Trump.
So this is what doesn't make sense to me. They say at the end, they say we vote. So they say it's this.
Right, right. They pick a winner.
But
yeah,
they don't know who.
Well, they know who the winner is. Do you mean they don't know who voted?
You just said.
Yes. How am I in trouble?
So you say they don't know who Johnny Depp voted for.
Right.
So how are we supposed to know this?
Well, that's kind of interesting, I suppose. Like, you vote anonymously. Like, you vote in a way
you
that...
You think?
How are you getting me? How is that a gotcha? I'm trying to clarify.
If you don't know, then
you can't afford it.
I don't know.
It's more like the fantastic votes and where to find them, right? Right, Bill?
It's Will.
And you stay, I think, with... and now I'm saying, I didn't expect to be saying this, Kevin, but I think you stay with the horny stuff, the TTs, and like the...
The porno stuff
the
you were doing earlier. Yeah.
The porno stuff. It's either that or nothing at all, I think. I don't
so
think
I
it's
can't ask
stuff.
If Rango star voted?
Rango's... So that's interesting.
That is interesting.
Yes.
He just said Rango star? That's interesting?
Yeah.
Did he vote?
So he took the character that you were talking about and then via a pun mentioned, referred to a different person? Ringo Starr
did... interesting.
Okay.
Well, this is now something that Kevin has created in his imagination, right? And all of our imaginations, Kevin's in particular, are very powerful. And these are basically worlds that we can create that we can do whatever we want. And so he voted?
Now, are you asking me at the end of that? Are you looking
You are the Mr. like this political guy.
Okay, right, right.
You are so on this show
okay, sorry,
to
yes.
answer questions.
Just making sure. So you are asking me if Rango Starr voted?
You're Mr. Beetle.
Are you putting that question to me? I would say no, because that is not a thing that exists. And if it did exist, I think it would be a fictional cartoon character.
And it might go a little something like this, right? And then you go into it.
That's not what I was going to do. I'm not going to try to do the voice of it.
Now he's done Rango Star, but maybe I'd like to meet Mango Star. Is he in there, Will?
I haven't done Rango Star, and I ain't doing Mango Star. I'm not. I really wouldn't even know how to do Mango Star.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't touch the mango, love.
Yeah, he said, oh, you can't touch the mango, love.
Can't touch the mango, love.
That would be pretty good, yeah. That I guess that would be mango. I can't touch, hello.
Peace and love, I am a mango.
Hey, you can't touch the mango. You
peace
can't
and
touch
love,
the mango.
Can't touch the mango.
I was in the mangoes.
Don't you have a show about this?
Yeah, don't you have a show about politics where you like get really into it?
Yeah, and that's, we're doing it right now, but like, but you have a whole show about.
Yeah, I do. I have a podcast about the Beatles. Yeah, that's true.
And you never talk about Mango Star.
We've never talked about Mango Star. We've never talked about Rango Star. We've never talked about Rango, even in unadulterated. Like, we've never gotten into it. Because I think it just got made up, right? It just got made up like a couple moments ago. Like, Kevin made up Rango Star.
But it was right there for you. I mean, everyone was just looking at it.
You know, we've got an email from our listeners, and I can't believe I'm even entertaining this, but I am not so sure that people were on the verge of waiting for my Beatles podcast to talk about Rango Star. I don't think that was something that
or
was...
Or Mango Star.
Or Mango Star, yes, thank you. I don't think either one was on the verge of being talked about.
Fandango Star.
Fandango Star.
Fandango Star?
Fandango Star.
Django Star.
Okay.
That one you don't like?
And so, like, what you're essentially saying is that all of these people voted.
No, I'm not saying that. These are all fictional creatures who none of them could vote.
And even though you said it's the most.
The most people voted, yeah. It was the biggest turnout of any presidential election.
But Kangol Star.
Well, that's pretty good.
You could picture it at least. Unlike what you were doing.
When I said Django Star?
This is
Django Unstarred.
We didn't get there. We didn't really get.
We didn't get as far as I thought we would get.
We ended up really getting stuck on the thing about a stag.
Well, so much of this was just in your living room. Like, I just felt like we were going to talk about the country, and we wound up like, yes, the horse.
You
thing
did make it all about yourself.
Completely derailed it.
I admit, I talked more about myself than I thought I would. We did spend longer on the stag. When I said it, I really thought it was going to be a momentary slip up that we would correct in seconds.
We honestly did not have any, even close to enough time. And you see now we're out, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't get it.
Just so much of it took place in your living room. This whole podcast was about that.
So how did I do as a guest?
I'll say this. And this is actually to the people on the forums and the commenters and stuff. I think we just say, let's just stay very quiet this week.
This is one, yes, where I think the less said, the better.
Okay. Because
I think discretion is the better part of valor in this case.
Mm-hmm.
And that your silence would be deafening. So to the Reddit community.
Uh-huh.
My brothers and sisters, my family, let's this time just take the week off.
And you deserve that. You deserve that. We've been saying it is time to take a week off, and this is that weekend. Just please, no comment this week.
Bill, anything to plug?
No, I don't know. I don't know if this... I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I need to plug anything. I do a variety of podcasts, and I'm not sure even how they exist in the context of this conversation. You know what? I'm going to plug. Am I really doing plugs?
Yeah, plug away.
I like to plug a podcast that I'm really doing called I Will Write Your Book, in which I pretend to be a ghost author writing books, and comedian friends of mine come on, and they are characters who want books written. That's a podcast I'm doing. It's called I Will Write Your Book.
Sound funny?
I think it's funny, yeah.
What's the book about?
What book?
There's a different one every episode, depending on the guest. So there's not just one book.
This is sort of like when we ask you to name 10 voters. So you can go ahead and just pick one.
Okay. There was one where a guy, somebody wanted a book written an Eat, Pray, Love style.
Why
book
do you not want to say who?
Anthony King.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like him.
Sorry, yes, my friend and yours, Anthony King.
Yeah, I think he's great.
Kingo Star.
Kingo Star.
Yeah, he maybe could go by the name of Kingo Star. That would probably.
You
be
didn't do that.
We did not call him Kingo Star.
Didn't come
show
up. Okay, so he could come back then.
Maybe he'll come back and we'll call him Kingo Star. But he did an episode where he wanted an Eat, Pray, Love style book written as a
Eat,
guy.
Pray,
who
love.
Would,
Eat, Pray, Love.
That's how he would say it, I guess, if he was being Kingo Starr. Yeah, he'd be like that.
You didn't do that either.
It didn't feel...
I just want people to go, and maybe you say, like, now you take this and you, like,
yeah,
we'll take it back to the show.
Yeah, so, coming up. Yeah.
So people maybe don't go back to the back catalog, but in future episodes, maybe they can...
Look forward to Kingo Starr coming on and saying, Eat, Pray, Love.
Eat, Pray, Love.
Whet the appetite. So what was the book going to be about?
It doesn't matter. Just listen to the podcast
Bye.
If you like it.
Bye.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.